But it's like our Victorian mechanical environment. It's a rearview mirror image. Every age creates as a utopian image, a nostalgic rearview mirror image of itself, which puts it thoroughly out of touch with the present. The present is the enemy. The present is the, and this will delight you, Norman, the present is only faced in any generation by the artist. The present, the artist is prepared to study the present as his material because it is the area of challenge to the whole sensory life, and therefore it's anti-utopian. It's a world of anti-values, and the artist who comes in contact with the present produces an avant-garde image that is terrifying to the contemporaries.
Well, I think it's about time. The way the corn's been growing for the last two or three generations.
Look at that herd of buffalo. They're ready.
Everything's living the Great Spirit's way, in harmony.
He'll be here soon.
The true white brother's coming home. Remember what the Great Spirit said? If we did what we were supposed to do and lived according to the plan, white brother would finish his work in the East and come back to us. It'll be nice to have the family together again.
Buenos dias, amigo!
Hello, you must be the true white brother.
Sure, you must be the Indians.
Yes.
Welcome home.
Welcome to New Spain. This is your new father, Father Corona.
Down on your knees now. Do you recognize what's holding over your heads, lads?
It's a cross, the symbol of the bring of the universe into active and passive principles.
God have mercy on their heathen souls.
What the father means? Is what is the cross made of? Gold. Have you got any?
No.
What about the seven cities of gold? Phoenix, Tucson, Las Vegas?
This is gold.
What's that?
Corn.
Hey, corn! Now we can make tortillas!
We've been waiting for this for hundreds of years.
I just invented tacos!
So this is all you got?
Yes, but aren't you the true white brother who's supposed to come and live with us in peace?
Sure. Therefore, I claim this rich verdant of pasture land in the name of the Empire of Spain.
Hey, Capitano, the rain, she's a stop to fall, and the corn, she's all dead.
Shut up, Vespucci. I claim this stinking desert in the name of the Empire of Spain forever. Let's go.
God bless Vespucci land.
Oh, by the way, Domini, you're all Catholics now. God bless you.
Come on, and Father. Nobody in their right minds would live in this stinking desert.
These were, Belloc and Chesterton were very influential and smart. They were smart in the sense of chic and trendy. And it was a time when many people who seemed too cynical to ever touch religion were converted to Catholicism in that particular atmosphere. Notably, W.H. Auden and Evelyn Waugh, who was about as cynical and sarcastic, ironic, a writer who had ever lived. And these were very compassionate conversions to a religion. And another figure, not well known at the time, was Marshall McLuhan. And to convert from Presbyterianism, which is the most dissenting, well, not the most, but close, dissenting of the dissenting Protestant denominations, is a big move.
Come on, Cisco.
Boy, I'm tired pushing west. How long ago we leave Goshen?
About 2 hours ago. Ain't never gonna stop.
Quiet down now, boys. Wagon boss.
My fellow settlers.
Hold it down.
We stand here at the edge of civilization, on the banks of the Mississippi River, looking west at our destiny. What may appear to the faint-hearted as a limitless expanse of God-forsaken wilderness is in reality a golden opportunity for humble, God-fearing people like ourselves and our families and our children and the generations a coming to carve a new life out of the American Indian.
Welcome, white brother.
Injuns! Pull the wagons up into a circle!
Why do you always do that?
We get better reception that way. Do you mind if I put this antenna up on yonder peak?
That's our sacred mountain.
This is our sacred antenna. It's shaped like a cross. Made out of aluminum.
Television has been labeled sterile.
There is nothing sterile about television, except in the eye of the beholder. The, the FCC type of observation of television, the totally irrelevant, totally incapable of coming to grips with this form. When you speak of sterility, you speak of the movie programs that are shown on TV. You're talking about television at all.
Got any aluminum?
We've still got some corn left.
Hey, corn, now we can make whiskey.
We've been waiting hundreds of years for this.
We just invented a Tom Collins.
Here, Injun, you want some firewater?
No. We were warned by our elders not to drink anything that would make us weak or silly.
Put it in their well.
That's not a well. It's the eye of the Holy Serpent Mound on which you're standing.
It's a butte.
No, it's a mound.
And right purty, too. Can you move it?
But why?
Railroad's coming through. Right now.
Hey, what we stopping for?
We in Goshen yet?
Can't go no further. This here's Injun territory.
Well then, it's treaty time!
My fellow Redskins, speaking for the Great White Father in Washington and all the American people, let me say we respect you, savages, for your native ability to instantly adapt and survive in whatever godforsaken wilderness we move you to. Out there. Sign here.
Ordinary people prefer to live in the immediate past, bonanza style. That is, a modern suburbanite lives in USA. Live not in a modern suburbia, they live in bonanza land. One stage back, the Cartwright territory is a much more comfortable territory to live in than modern suburbia. That emotionally, it is much more gratifying and secure to live in bonanza. And it is the old environment. Every time a new environment forms with a new medium, people go back and live in the old one. When the Cartwrights were actually running USA, say in 1850, 1870, people weren't living on the frontier at all. They didn't live in Bonanza Land when Bonanza Land actually existed. They were living back in Jeffersonian democracy.
Yo-ho-ho and a buckskin sleeve. Now the white man's here, I guess it's time to leave. I go to war and fight like a... Perhaps we can pick up some kind of work in an Indian extravaganza. Wyatt Earp or Bonanza.
Bumbri 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 bum banana. Bumbri 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 bum pear. Bumbri 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 bum banana. Bumbri 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 bum bum bum.
They did it.
No reason to complain. It's not so bad out there. We still have our people, ceremonies, and the sun, moon, and stars, and the sand, and the blacks coming out of the ground.
Black stuff coming out of the ground?
Civilization! Oh!
Nice out here in the desert. No rain, crops, no white brother.
All out for Fort Stinking Desert. Last in reservation for 2,000 miles. You got 15 minutes, folks. Get them while you can.
Get the senator back in the bus.
Daniel, pesky Redskins, which way's Goshen?
Howdy there, colorful replica of America's past. Right. When is the exciting in its primitive splendor steak dance going to take place?
It's usually in August, but with all our children off in Indian school, there's no one left to do the ceremonies.
Hiya, Pop. I'm home.
Hello, Soaring Eagle. It's good to have you back from school.
Oh, come on. Call me Eddie. I'm an American now.
What have they been teaching you?
Just what we need for a better life. French horn, Italian... War polo?
Yes, at the Custer Memorial Indian School, Eddie's one of our prize students. We're giving him away next week.
Today, the information level of education in the classroom
is far below the level of modern home environment of electronic information.
The reason that the 19th century child could take the curriculum and the schoolroom of his time with some seriousness was that he knew there was a considerable relation between what was going on in the schoolroom and what was going on outside. That is no longer true. We still go on 19th century style with classified subjects, instruction by stenciling on brain pans, and regurgitating in exam form. This is all 19th century factory system schoolwork, but it's no longer supported by the outside environment. The electronic environment makes an information level outside the schoolroom that is far higher than the information level inside the schoolroom. In the 19th century, the knowledge inside the schoolroom was higher than the knowledge outside. Today it is reversed. The child knows that in going to school he is, in a sense, interrupting his education.
Education must shift from stenciled instruction to discovery, probing, and exploration. The young today want roles. They want total involvement now, rather than just fragmented, specialized jobs or goals. How can our youth look forward to a specialized job when the computer world of automation may eliminate that job?
The reason that our educational system is in crisis is because we don't know how to stop this flow of data, this one-way flow of data, onto the brain pans of the unfortunate and helpless students.
Oh, my white brother.
Hey, man, don't let him get down now. There's a lot of young people in this country just like myself who really know where the Indians at. And don't worry, soon we're all going to be out here on the reservation, living like Indians and dressing like Indians and doing all the simple things that you Indians do. You got any peyote?
Have you ever taken LSD?
No. I've thought about it. I've talked with many people who have taken it. And I have read Finnegan's Wake aloud at a time when takers of LSD said that is just like LSD. So I've begun to feel that LSD may just be the lazy man's form of Finnegan's Wake.
When you step up the environment to those speeds, you create the psychedelic thrill. The whole world becomes kaleidoscopic. And you go inward, by the way. It's an inner trip, not an outer trip.
Light is swept the playroom, and he swallowed up all he found. It was 48 hours till Lonnie came around.
Hey, how much is that necklace you're wearing?
Do you know how to do the war dance?
Hold it. Smile.
Isn't it amazing how they survive on this stinking
he
desert?
Got any scalps?
Hey, let me get a shot of you and your squad.
Hey, let's see the war dance.
Let's see the dance.
Let's see the dance.
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 We are re-entering the old tribal world, but this time we're going to go through the tribal dance and the tribal dream wide awake.
The search for involvement and fill-in takes many forms.
It's like drawing cartoons. You can't fill in all this because none of these things happen without some sort of cause or some sort of reason in the minds of other people. The discotheque, the go-go, as a form, is an area in which anybody who takes time can make interesting discoveries.
Dance! 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 Dance!
Okay, okay, folks, fun's over. Back in the bus.
Where's little Billy Joe?
He's in that run-down outhouse over there, Mama.
That's our sun altar.
Well, Indian, just goes to show you there's an obvious need to conserve our priceless national heritage. The government is turning your home into a national monument.
It behooves me upon this historic occasion to dedicate the Stinking Desert National Historical Indian Monument and Cobalt Testing Range.
Civilization! Who?
It's about time. There's been no corn growing for the last few generations. The buffalo's gone. There's none left to live in harmony.
I wonder where we went wrong.
Let's just keep to the life plan. Remember what the Great Spirit said. Follow the people way. The true white brother is bound to come.
All right, Indians, get ready.
Winning of the West, the massacre, take four.
Well, let's go.
What should Canada do to be taken more seriously in the world?
When you say, what should Canada do to be taken more seriously, I think we're very lucky to be a backward country. At a time like this, the less involved, the less hot, the less you are in the midst of the big events, surely the better off you are. No, I think it's a great asset. Also, when you are out of the main swim, as it were, you have a much better opportunity of seeing what's going on. Canadians have a tremendous opportunity to observe what's really happening in the world. I think Canada has the opportunity of taking the entire world as show business, rather than as a serious and dreadful happening. Yeah, why not? Why shouldn't Canadians accept the world as a happening and as show business?
Many people don't realize this about newsmen, people involved in news, that it is an entertainment. There's nothing wrong with that. It's like roller derby. Roller derby, at least, up front, somewhere in the program, says this is an entertainment, not a real sports event. And I suppose if we're saying anything, we're saying that it would be nice that if the news, and pro football for that matter, would say the same thing, then we'd all at least know what we're talking about. These things are staged.
The news is an entertainment.
Yes,
I mean, Walter Cronkite and George, you know, or Kevin Saunders, or whoever your newsman may be, is an entertainer. He's an actor. The national disaster doesn't happen to him.
I'm an actor. A newsman is also an actor. A person who sells you soap in a commercial or sells you anything is an actor. It's all actors. Nothing wrong with that.
No. Nope.
But it's not real. Television isn't real.
And it's artificial. It's a god. This is a god. This is the television god. I'm speaking through the television god. What I say through the television god, if I'm a newsman, takes on an importance that perhaps is not justifiable.
So when the newsman comes on, he's got to make himself as interesting as possible so that you won't switch and watch Fay Wray, right, and Hercules Strong Arms. The way he does that is to dramatize whatever he says. And the drama...
One of the ways of doing that is talking in these ways. Now, these men don't really talk like that.
They don't. They are orating, much like it's in a grand old American tradition of the 4th of July orator.
And it is Ralph Williams, because if he can really get you going, right? If he can get you interested in the news, this car, now here's a blue news story, and here's a red news story, and here's a yellow news story, this comes complete with facts and drama, right?
He wants to make you believe that there is such a thing as Vietnam, race riots, Negro problems, welfare, things that you say, well, of course, what's this man talking about? Of course those are real. I read about them all the time. But you don't see them. You don't know anybody that's starving. You've never met anybody. You never met the news. The news is only brought to you by actors.
The poor reporter is faced with having to fill a great deal of time. There is no news, but there's a large segment of time allotted for the news. I like those guys who go out there, and when the red light goes on, they talk for 10 minutes. I like to watch them. I enjoy it. And so that's why we did Mickey. It's nice to see a guy making it in a very difficult situation. News people do that, too.
Oh, you could go down to New City, but it's all news all the time down there. Anything you might have to say would be just as important as anything else. The news, shortstop.
Brazilian bee sighted off coast. Man returns from outer space. Robots win 13-7. Ho ho, who cares?
Well, they care, don't they?
Only for each other, amigo. No, only free floaters like myself are entertained by entertainment of this quality.
But this is not entertainment. This is real.
Amigo, it's all entertainment. You went on location, took sophisticated equipment, and made pretty pictures of what you saw. That's entertainment. Trouble is, the government thinks it'll confuse people.
The reality of this moment right now, like the news, is that Vic is taking a picture of me. And I change the way I'm talking to match that phenomenon. Walter changes, you change, everybody changes when they're in front of a camera, when they know that a tape recorder is on, or even when they talk on the phone. Most people have phone voices.
I'm talking to this camera right now, and I can see my reflection in this orange filter, right? So everything I say is the truth only by being true. It's not real. It's not bigger than life. Just because I'm in your living room on your TV set doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything.
Behind the camera keeps squinting and closing one eye because he's looking through the machine, and he's also catching glimpses of the other reality through his left eye, which is real. See? Is it his legs or the tripod that's holding up the machine that's projecting me through your machine into your home? And what's holding you up?
It's all pretty funny, isn't it? That's why we do it, you see, because it is all pretty funny. And the news now, you see, is good news. No matter what you see on it, it is good news.
You said that bad news was indispensable to newspapers. Is the same thing true for television?
Well, it's like saying if TV is a cool medium, then you can't use it for hot jobs. Like the Vietnam War is a hot war, and it won't go on TV. It's the first hot shooting war ever shown on a cool medium. The cool medium involves the whole audience so deeply they find war unbearable.
Any news was good news, and the feeling was bad at home. I was out of my mind, and you were on the phone.
And if our news is good, then it's funny news, and that's one other aspect, I think, of what the Firesign Theater is good, timey humorists.
What do you think Marshall McLuhan ought to do if he wants to be taken more seriously in the world today?
Marshall McLuhan is taken far too seriously. I certainly wouldn't do anything to increase that.
Now, Marshall McLuhan deals with it in terms of it being a high intensity, you understand, a hot medium.
What I wouldn't give for
to,
a large sock as with horse manure in
print,
it.
Which is essentially
what
linear.
Do you do when you get stuck on a movie line with a guy like this behind you?
Wait a minute, why can't
it's
I give my opinion? This is a free country.
He can give you. Do you have to give it so loud? I mean, aren't you ashamed to pontificate like that? And the funny part of it is, Marshall McLuhan, you don't know anything about Marshall McLuhan's
work. Really? Really? I happen to teach a class at Columbia called TV, Media, and Culture. So I think that my insights into Mr. McLuhan, well, have a great deal of validity.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's funny, because I happen to have Mr. McLuhan right here. So, just let me come over here a second.
Oh, I heard what you were saying. You know nothing of my work. You mean my fallacy is wrong. How you ever got to teach a course in anything is totally amazing.
Boy, if life were only like this.
Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars.
Good evening. This is Lewis Marshman speaking for myself and my thousands of fellow professionals who, like myself, are responsible for speaking to you as I am at this time. We are all involved in a national news emergency of such magnitude that only now can we pause for a moment to distort its proportions back to our own limited perspective. The credibility gap now stretches beyond the international dateline, so that lies fabricated in the foreign press are repudiated in our local papers the day before they appear in the country of their origin. The advance of science now allows us to bounce our information off the planet Saturn, but none of it has returned, leaving our global home bereft of news. And so, concerned citizens like myself sit here tonight with absolutely nothing of any importance to say. Then let it be said, not to enlighten, but to inform. Our generation has achieved failure at the cost of its own success, and our great-great-grandchildren are paying for that powerful failure. But they're too young to work in the dark, so we must lend them the little immense energy left to help them shoulder that impossible load. Yet debt has never frightened us. It is, after all, the currency of fear, and fear is where we're rich. We have learned to hoard despair and make it pay great dividends. The shadow of a chicken in every pot. The freeways jammed with empty holiday cars. 100 million television sets turned to face the wall. Yes, a rich land with cream in the coffee bread lines in their palms. But the memory banks are closing because our youth and the young at heart refuse to gossip the good talk, refuse to dance on the grid, refuse to even pretend to be duped. And a nation that can't be duped can't be made fun of itself. I, and every other mind sewn together in this great circle of world thought, gave up the declining years of their boyhood, beat off every desire and phantom lover to conjure up all the little people on the billboards you've loved to eat so much. Crunchy Caramel, Mr. Peanut, Captain Crunch, Snappy Tom, Little Bite-Sized Godzilla. They're the children of my career. Throw them in the gutter and you drown my breakfast. So come on, let's be kids again. Let's listen to the radio and spoil our appetites. Let's put on Daddy's shoes and invent the atom bomb. Or at least let's say we did it. Or at very least, let's start storing up some respect for the people whose job it is to tell us about it. Actors and soldiers are people too, you know. There's one at your door right now reading your number. Let him in. Just because he's got a snappy uniform on doesn't mean he isn't a cripple. Just because I'm talking to millions of you doesn't mean I'm not lonely. So give us a dime, or give us a call, but for God's sake, don't give us away. Thank you. And now back to the news.
This has been an important editorial from the management of this radio station.
It's like our Victorian mechanical environment. It's a rearview mirror image. Every age creates as a utopian image, a nostalgic rearview mirror image of itself, which puts it thoroughly out of touch with the present. The present is the enemy. The present is the, and this will delight you, Norman, the present is only faced in any generation by the artist. The present, the artist is prepared to study the present as his material because it is the area of challenge to the whole sensory life, and therefore it's anti-utopian. It's a world of anti-values, and the artist who comes in contact with the present produces an avant-garde image that is terrifying to the contemporaries.